Hey, this is Matt Anderson with the Physical Rehab and Performance Minute. Today, I just wanted to cover a quick topic. Had a conversation over the weekend about early sports specialization in young kids. So the kids we were talking about were 8 up to 14. And the sport we were talking about was baseball. And that's one that, in my opinion, is one of the biggest risk of injury or problems developing from focusing year-round on that sport. And I was really encouraged because the high school baseball coach for two of the young kids who were, I believe 12 and 14, made it mandatory that they couldn't play travel ball outside of their high school season. So the man I was talking to had his kids get into other sports during different seasons. So they wrestled, they played basketball and football. And I think that that is the best way to develop overall athletic characteristics to reduce the risk of injury, because you're not throwing a ball in the same manner over and over and over as in year-round baseball. And one other piece that I really like to go back to, not that everybody's going to go to a college team or anything like that or play college sports, but one thing that stuck out in my mind was that Ohio State football one year did a little graph about multi-sport athletes versus single-sport athletes, and I think a majority of their starting lineup were multi-sport athletes, at least two, usually three sports in high school. Even in high school, they didn't specialize. So if you have young kids, if they love a certain sport, give them a break, give them rest time, a whole season of rest, have them play different sports, even, you know, just to move differently, to gain different motor skills. And please don't get caught up in the year-round sport will make my child a better athlete mentality, because it's a lot of times they might be the 13-year-old all-star, but by the time they're 18, they've had a couple elbow or shoulder surgeries and can't continue to even play recreationally. So hope that was interesting and get something out of it. And please email me at andersonphysiotherapy@gmail.com if you have any questions. Thanks.